greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. You are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress. I feel protected in his arms, never disconnected. In his arms, I feel protected. There's no place I'd rather be. No, there is no place I'd rather be. In his arms, in his arms, oh no.
Altar call at this time, and we're asking that a special prayer be lifted up for Sister Maxine Gaston, who's due to have a procedure. So we ask that you would touch and agree with her, give her traveling grace. Pray would all be done in Jesus' name, and all is well. Father God, we come humbling ourselves before your mighty hand. For you said in your word, you lovest the humble, but you resistest the proud. We're so glad, Lord, that we can brag on you, Lord. We can shout to the highest mountain, Lord. At the summit says in the 121st Psalm, I will lift up my hands to the hills, which cometh our help. Well, we know that all our help come from God. And his words say he would not suffer our feet to be moved. He that hath kept Israel will also keep us. Lord, we exalt your name this morning. And every morning, Lord. As the psalmist say, I will bless the Lord at all times. For his praises shall continually be in our mouth. For had it not been for the Lord on our side, had it not been for the Lord on our side, had it not been for the Lord on our side, where would we be? and sung and say, if you withdraw your hand from me, where shall I go? Lord, we confess our sins unto you, which are many, Lord. Through the precious blood of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you would wash us right now, Lord God. Create us in a clean heart right now, Lord. Renew the right spirit within us right now, Lord. Restore us, oh God. Restore back the joy of our salvation, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that thou art God. And there is none other besides you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The psalmist say, I search everywhere, Lord, looking for somebody, Lord, that was worthy. And I couldn't find nobody. Nobody but you, Lord. Nobody that's higher than the earth and the heaven but you, Lord. Only you, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We ask a special prayer on Sister Maxine Gaston, even right now, Lord God. Touch in the name of Jesus, Lord. Touch in the name of Jesus, Lord. From the top of her head to the sole of her feet, Lord. Touch, Lord. Make her whole, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. What you've already done, Lord God. We speak by faith, Lord God. And it will manifest itself, oh God. Father, we know that you're a way maker, Lord God. Because you declare that I am the way, the truth, and the life, oh God. You are a way maker, Lord God. You will make a way out of no way, Lord God. Just like you made a way, oh God, for the children of Israel at the part of the Red Sea, Lord God. You clear the way that they can cross over on dry land, Lord God. You're the same God that making a way for us, oh God. You're the same God that put healing in our bodies, oh God. By your stripes, oh God, we claim the healing, oh God. You're the same God, Lord God, that opened up blind eyes, oh God. You're the same God that raised the dead, oh God. Same God. You're the same God, Lord God, that brought Shadrach, Meshach out of the fiery furnace, oh God. Even though they heated it up seven times, how did it in all three? But you were there right in the midst of the fiery furnace, oh God. You would come in the midst of us, oh God. You said, well, there are two or three gathered together in your name. You are in the midst of us, oh God. We welcome your Holy Spirit. We welcome your Holy Spirit in this place, oh God. Right now, Lord God, we create an atmosphere of praise right now, Lord God. You said in your word, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye land, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. And singing, oh God, into his court with praise. He's worthy to be praised. Not when the things are going good, but when things are going bad. He's still worthy to be praised, oh God. Not when it's sunshiny, but even when it's raining, oh God, you still deserve to be praised, oh God. Even in the midst of a storm, oh God, you still in the midst be praised, oh God. Somebody might be in a storm right now, Lord God. You're able to speak peace and be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still when you're able, Lord, to speak, oh God. That still small voice. Hallelujah. 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 What's the highest praise? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, go with us, Lord. If we get on the highway, God, the same praises to your holy name. Give us traveling grace, oh God. We thank you. What you're doing in our life right now, Lord. For the Lord is blessing us right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless our pastor, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord God. Thank you what you're still doing through him, Lord God. Bless him in a mighty way, Lord God. We thank you. Bless every member. Bless every family in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We know that one day we got to come down to the end of this life. We pray that you will have us, oh God. Prepare us, oh God, to be ready to meet you in the cloud, Lord. For Jesus' name we ask and we pray and we say amen.
God, I wasn't ready to let that go, amen. You better come on, Valley. In spite of all, he's worthy to be praised, y'all.
Don't stop clapping your hands. Get a Lord a real hand clap of praise this morning. We're going to praise him a little while. Hey! We're going to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Come on, church. Put them hands together. Come on, choir. Hey. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Woo. Hey. How many of you come to have a good time in the Lord this morning? Hey, let's praise his name. Oh, yeah. Woo, here we go. God is. Come on. God is. Woo. He's my joy. peace, my hope. Yeah, he's my rock. Yeah, shelter. Hey, God is my everything. Hey, God is. Woo, come on. God is. Hey, he's my joy. He's my hope. He's my rock. Shelter. Yeah. Woo, everybody. God is. God is my everything. Hey, God is. God is. He's my joy. Come on. Woo! He's my hope. Hey! He's my rock. A shelter. God is. God is my everything. God is. God is. He's my joy. He's my hope. He's my rock. Oh, shelter. Ah, God is. God is. God is. God is. He's the first in heaven. God is. Oh, he's my joy. God is. My bright and morning song. God is. God is. God is, God is, God is my everything. Ah, my everything. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
My everything.
My everything.
My everything.
My everything.
My everything.
God is.
My everything.
My everything.
My everything.
My bright and morning.
My everything,
my everything,
my everything,
my leaning pole,
my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
my Lord and Savior,
my everything,
my bright and morning star,
my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
he's my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
my sister and brother,
my everything,
my doctor and lawyer,
my everything,
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 oh Lord, my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
my Jesus on the cross,
my everything,
my everything,
my everything,
God is,
God is,
God is,
God is.
My everything, my everything.
everything. Everything we desire him to be, he is. When we seem to fail, he's always there. And he'll always be with us. That's his word. He stand on his word before his word fail, heaven and earth to pass away. We thank God today for all of you that's present today. It's a blessing. And we need to understand God's way of doing things. And the way he does them, nobody else can. And he's commissioned us to go, therefore, in all the world. And the same thing he did, we need to do it. And if we do what he say, we're going to be all right. We're going to be a blessed people. We don't get blessed because what we know or what we show. We be blessed because of our obedience to what he said. And that's the way God blesses us. We thank God for all of you today, especially those that's in bereavement. We pray, God, for your strength in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you stand, be encouraged by the word of God. And we thank God for you today, to all the preachers and bishops and outreachers, those that hungering and thirsting after the word of God. We thank God for you today. Those that's laboring in the word of God, we thank God for you. And we know what God has sent us on a mission, to go out and tell the people what thus said he. And if we can tell the people what he say, we're going to be all right. You don't have to worry about who listening, who not listening. Just lay it out there. And it's going to surface course to be just like God seen it. See, God seen the way we're going to act before we was born. And he know what we're going to do. He know what we think. He know what we feel. Then he know who we are. And he talks to us every day of who we are. And sometimes we go beyond who we are and whose you are. But he always correct you with the word. He bring the word back to you, see, because he was the word. He is the word still today. And we need to abide by the word. And sometimes we look at ourselves and say, I ain't nothing. Well, you ain't nothing. If God hadn't cleaned you up and then fixed you up and discharged you into his system, you ain't nothing. But if he fix you up, you are the royalty of God. You are a holy people, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. That's what he said out of his mouth. I didn't write that. And I'm not going to deny what God told me I was. Regardless of what you say about me, I know what God say about me. And that will keep me motivated to go on, trusting in his name. And he have birthed us, brought us into the light, and gave us a sweet-smelling Savior. Today in Matthew 5, 13 through 20 verse, we're going to talk to you a little bit about that today. We just, in the first part of that chapter, it gives us the mind of Christ, what Jesus said we need to be like. He said this is what we need to be like in fifth chapter of Matthew. If anybody ever read the fifth chapter of Matthew, this is the mind of Christ. This is what Jesus is thinking about. Then he goes on to the 13th verse, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill, neither that cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle or put it on a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to destroy the law of the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot, one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. And whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men, so he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And finally, for I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You may be seated. And we got a lot of cooks in here, males and female. And you know how you season your food up. You like to feel like your food is always seasoned. So a thought for you today is don't run out of season all. It gives the flavor to the word. It flavors the word. We are God's heritage. We are the seasoning people of this earth. We are the people that God has put his seasoning within. And if he put his seasoning within, every time you go to season somebody, you need to be careful how much season that you use. God wants you to understand. He said, you're the salt. We're the seasoning source to all mankind. There's nobody over the church, nobody over the minister, nobody over the pastors but God. And say, you're the seasoning salt of the earth. Now, he didn't say just of the city, or inner city of the earth, of the entire earth. You need to walk behind the men and women of God in this earth and stop listening to that other chatter. In order for us to be with Jesus when he yet shall appear, we got to be just like he said. We the salt of the earth. He ain't say nobody else. He said, if you lose your identity, lose your salt, Lord have mercy. You got Savior in you. In you is the glory of God. If you lose your glory, God's glory out of you, you ain't no good no more. People are going to talk about you, walk about you, scandalize you, ridicule you. They're going to do everything to condemn you. But God has seasoned you. In regards to what they say, they can't condemn you. You see, if you lose your salt or you lose the seasoning, how you going to testify? How you going to talk to people? And you got all baggage laying on your shoulders. How are you going to go before people and tell them how to live? You can't do it. It's impossible. He said, it's therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Lord, I will report. Brothers, preachers, deacons, sisters, brothers, if you lose your report, you've lost everything. You've lost everything. You can't hold your head up no more because of condemnation. But if you stay steadfast in the word of God, stand up and let the Lord's glory come through you, you'll never lose a battle. Never lose a battle. This is God's word. You ain't going to lose. You're going to be tempted, ridiculed, but you won't lose. We first in line. We the first in line. God didn't make us secondary people. We first in line. And you got to stand up for what God say you are. When Peter come and was casting doubt in other people, he said, Peter, what I clean, call not common unclean. God clean you up. Be clean. Don't let other folks tell you what you ain't. Tell them they ain't easy. And that'll shut all the mouth up. The same God love you, love them. And we got to watch how we talk to people, how we lift people up. We got to lift everybody we see up, whether they where you are or not. Lift them up. They need lifting. If they below you, lift them up. Why, when I'm down, you want to push me down? You want to throw burdens on my shoulder? Why not lift me up? You want me to be like you? If I be lifted up, I draw all men unto you. Lift me up. Lift us one another. And you please God. Stop looking for faults in the church, because Jesus done cleaned the church up. And we still look for faults in people. We need to stop that. But God clean, don't call common unclean no more. Unless he ain't clean you, then you got another day. to get it straight with God. He said in Mark 9 and 50, said, salt is good, but if it lost its savior, wherewith will it be salt anymore? And you have peace one with another. You can't have peace without salt. It's the Spirit of Christ that liveth in you. If you got God living in you, how in the world you're going to be outlaws? How in the world you're going to be fussing and fighting and arguing among yourself when you got the Savior living in you? Jesus never argued with nobody. Never condemned nobody. The word itself convicts us that we can grow, not to be destroyed, but to grow. God wants us to grow. He don't want us to stay in the same neighborhood all our life. He wants to grow and go to higher heights. So when we lose our rapport, we ain't good for nothing no more. Every time, see, I know these preachers up here verify that if you make a mistake, everybody that see you, well, I told you he was slick. I told you he wasn't no good. I told you he think he know everything. You can't make no mistake here. You got to do it like God say so you don't make a mistake. See, God don't make mistakes. And we follow God, we ain't going to do it. I hear people say, oh, there ain't nobody perfect. But you need to strive to be there. Strive to be perfect. Don't just sit in that puddle of water telling anybody perfect. There's an option that you do what you want to do. But just strive to be like God say for you to be. And you're going to see he's going to pick you up. He said, you're the light of the world, city that sit on the hill. Everywhere we go, there's some people don't never take the Bible home, don't never read their Bible. And when they see us, we're supposed to be the lighthouse to the whole world. Not in Samtown, Woodside, Alexander, but everywhere you go, you ought to be a lighthouse. And you ought to never have to get up and say, I'm Reverend Smith. Your light ought to shine anywhere you go. I don't have to boast myself. Wherever I go, the light that Christ put in me gonna shine. Unless Satan betray me and I yield to him. I don't need you to tell me who I am. God already told me who I was. He said if he be lifted up, he gonna draw. I can't lift. I can't straighten out. All I can do is tell you how he said to get straight. And if you obey him, he's going to bless you. Say, you are the light of the world. City that sit on the hill can't be here. Remember in your heart, nah. Everywhere you go, somebody going to know you. And if they hear you speak one time, Rep, you know what you say the other day, huh? They're going to remind you of it. So you're the lighthouse, and when you shine a light on a man's eye, it blinds him. He can't see nothing else. When people look at us, we're supposed to blind them with the light that come from heaven. What Saul say? Saul made it possible. Saul said, I was on my way to Damascus to do evil. And a light brighter than the sun shined upon me, and I fell to the ground. And I was blind and couldn't see. That's the physical light he couldn't see no more. But he seen the divine light. Because he asked God, what you want me to do now? It relighted his eyes. He starts seeing other things that he'd been needing to see. But he was a master of the law. And he made you follow the law. Sometimes in church, folks, we got laws in the church today. And say, if you don't do this and you don't do that, you ain't of this. That's the devil work. The Spirit of God is our guardians now. The Holy Spirit of God, God leads and instructs us into all righteousness and all truth. And when you don't hear a word, you're going to err. We will. Every one of us going to err when we don't listen to the word. He said, when God put the light in you, they use candles in them. They said, neither do men put a candle on a bushel, but on a candlestick, give his light to all that's in the room. God help me, Jesus. If I'm what I say I am, when I come in this house of faith, you oughtn't have to guess, second guess me. The light ought to just glow. My speech with you, my personality to you, the way I handle you, the way I lift you up, the way I convict you, the way I condemn you, ought to tell you who I am, the way I speak to you. The pastor has no right on God's earth to ever argue in the church. God ain't give him that privilege. He should come. He said, "We men." He sent us to mend people, not criticize people, but mend them up, make them feel at home in the church. When we run all the whole week long, going through all kind of hell and high water, when we get to home, get to the church, we ought to say, "Thank you, Lord, for freeing me, for bringing me to where I am now." And the Bible goes on to say, "We are workmen together with Christ." Jesus ain't stumbling and falling. And the Holy Spirit ain't stumbling and falling. Why are we stumbling and falling? Because of disobedience to the word of God. So what you do, you light that shines in you, you keep it held high. Keep it held high. You can meet the devil in the pathway. And the devil gonna try to raise hell with you. Don't do it. Don't you do that. When he call you a lie, say, "Hey, truth." Wisdom, a combination of knowledge and understanding, bring forth wisdom. That's what we got to do. When he come at you rough, a kind word turned the way to wrath. I don't care who you are, save a law, kind words, God can't lie, turn away the wrath. When you come at me rough, I'm going to hug you and tell you I love you. And you're going to fall at my feet. Psalm 37, fret not thyself because of evil doers. Your works of iniquity, they're going to stumble and fall at your feet. God going to take care of you, but you got to do what he said. He went on to say, "Let your light so shine before," what? Let it shine before men that they can see a good work in you. And glorify your Father, which is in heaven. Lionel and Benjamin doing things nobody do. I ain't seen nobody do that before. But you don't have to see. You got to believe in what God said. And if you see me doing it, what you do, you put fire under me, not in me. Put fire under me, light me up some more. You see me going right, push me harder. You see a trap set for me, go straighten it up before I get there. This is what God wants us to see. And it wasn't no stumbling blocks when Jesus entered into the city. They put palm leaves and everything, their coats and everything on the ground for him to come and walk through. We got the same God today. We got to lift everybody up. The church is brethren. The words say brethren. That's the church. That's male, female, children, adults, whoever that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's brethren. And we got to act like we brethren. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Love ye one another as Christ loved us. And somebody said, "That's hard to do, though." No, it's not. You got to be committed. You got to be committed. Once you get your stamp of approval, God's empower you to love everybody you see with your eyes. No hatred at all, no animosity, no strife, no envy. We learn not to lie to one another. We like to learn to help everybody. Go beyond. If you ask me for my coat, I'll give you my cloak also. That's love. On the day of Pentecost, they show love there. The poor people didn't have nothing. They come before God. And the rich people that had everything, they went and sold their possession and come back and made everybody feel at home, made everybody equal. The Bible say everybody was equal. Nobody liked nothing. And we got to come together, y'all. We got to come together. The church supposed to be a rich place. Everybody in the church supposed to be rich. Rich in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Then you need a little money, too. If you ain't got no money, you're going to always complain and gripe. God provide for you. If you step out on faith, God can provide for you. He give you jobs, give you understanding, give you patience, give you endurance, give you long suffering. And he'll give you a will to go out and fight for him. And he went on to say, think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophet. I am not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. The laws that God gave to Abraham, gave to Moses, they was completed in Jesus Christ. He didn't come to take the old Mosaic law and throw it away. It's still good. I'm God. I gave that law to preserve humanity. And I still gave the law in Jesus Christ with mercy and goodness and with rejoicing in the faith, with security, endurance, patience. I gave that law. I hadn't changed the law. And the Bible tells us, he didn't come to change nothing. He come to fulfill. He wants us to be holy, undefiled. He wants us to be mature. He wants to love one another. He say, how can two walk together unless they what? They agree. In the church today, I found it out. I've been here a while now. People laugh with you and go and lie on you. I've endured that. Laugh with you. Around the corner, they trying to gut you. And the Lord telling you, say, stay in peace. And you got to obey him. Or else the church going to be tore up. And I don't back up and say this. Whenever that the devil in the church, it's going to split the church up. Going to have one fighting the other, and the other fighting one. I'm right, they wrong. I'm right, they wrong. They right, I'm wrong. All that ain't got no business in God's house. We're supposed to be on one accord. Got many members, but one body. We all supposed to see the same thing. All supposed to think the same way. If we don't, we come short of the glory of God or the blessing of God. He wants to know that without a shadow of doubt. He didn't come to destroy the law or the prophet. He come that we may be fulfilled. And he said unto us, verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot and one tittle in no wise shall pass from the law, shall all be fulfilled. God ain't going to change nothing until everything complete. And he's waiting on us, my brothers and my sisters, those that get a message of God to perfect the church, to get the church in a perfect order, where I don't hate you and you don't hate me. We love each other. When I walk in this church, everybody here ought to want to throw their arm around me. Ought to want to hug everybody in the church. That should be my spirit. And get along with you. Direct you into the right path. Not tell you you're dressed too short, your hair ain't fixed right. That ain't nothing. That's the devil work. If my collar all set and my tie ain't right, all you do is walk up to me and straighten it up. Simple as that. If I'm a little uglier than you, you ain't got to tell me that. Just come and give me something, make me shine a little better. That's what God wants us to be like then. We're all one household, one faith, one baptism, one spirit. He said, well, God's word ain't going to pass till it be fulfilled. We got to keep that in mind. If he tell me to love thy neighbor as thyself, I got to learn to love my neighbor. And my neighbor ain't all the time the one staying next door to me. We got to learn to love them. We got to learn to bless one another, understand one another. The Bible tells me, and I lay on it, I stand on it every day. You'll never see me get out of proportion. If you talking, I ain't going to say nothing until you finish talking. The Bible tells me be quick to hear, but slow to speak. I got to let you go ahead and speak. Wherever you're going to speak, then I'm going to know who you are. When you finish speaking, I'm going to know who you are, whether you're of the devil or whether you're of the Lord. I know it from Jump Street. When we get out of agreements, I know where you stand. God blesses leaders with that. I know where you stand, whether you're for me or against me. You ain't got to tell me. I ain't got to tell you to raise your hand. You're going to automatically do it. Because out of a man's heart flows an issue of life. The word said, whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, oh God, you did wrong, broke the commandment, you're telling other folks to follow you. Pastor, don't follow the pastor, you better follow me. Whereas the pastor been fixed by God, you need to follow your pastor. If he ain't fixed by God, don't you follow him, and that's starting with me. If I ain't fixed up by God, don't you follow me. I'm going to lead you straight to hell. And she'll teach me and so. There you go. Sometime in the congregation, we walk around telling other folks what to do. Don't listen to this and don't hear nothing but that. Or she don't listen to her, she ain't nothing but that. That's in the church today, I promise you. In Jesus' name. That's of the devil. And that's how he got through the door back there. Come with you. He can't come in no other way. Let him come through an individual. So you brought him in. When you get in here and start clowning, you brought him in. And you're going to teach folks others, teach people that, what you believe in your heart, instead of what God says. He shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. We have to tell the word like it's safe. If you don't tell it like it is, then you least among God's heritage. You least among God's people. And you need to shut your mouth up. To be honest with Frank, you need to shut up. You can know what you're talking about, but if you ain't saying it right, you need to shut up. If one and one is two, say it's two. Don't say, oh, you just seen it there. It ain't that really there. One and one is two anywhere you go. You know that. That's God's wisdom and man's wisdom as well. And we need to take it as is. So when you teach the word of God, and when you do the word of God, you find favor with God. And you're going to be in his kingdom with him. And if you teach people righteousness and peace and love and joy, understanding, patience, you're going to be called great in the kingdom of God. You got to teach them the truth, though. And you got to show love. What I teach, I got to show that. I can't just get up in the church and talk, God is this, that, and other, and I can't get along with you. Something wrong with that. Something wrong with that. Me and you can't get along, and I'm Holy Ghost filled, water baptized, tongue speaking. It can't get along with you. I don't care if you're a devil. I still supposed to get along with you. He didn't send me here to find fault in people. He sent me here to encourage you and to tell you how great it is for you to come to Christ, give your life to Jesus, so you can go in that new kingdom that he already has prepared for me and you. He said, great going to be your reward. And I want to be there. And if people tell me all the time, Rebbe, you can tell a little lie, it ain't going to hurt you. I said, it hurt me. Yes. I lied long enough. Yes. And when God stopped me from lying, I'm scared of lying now. Yes. Having back trouble, hip trouble, head trouble, heart trouble. And I'm still alive? Something wrong with me then. All I'm going through and I'm still alive? For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. God, help me. Help me, Lord. Your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. You shall in no wise enter God's kingdom. I need to tell you a little bit about the scribes and the Pharisees. They was knowing people. They knew them. They taught the law and explained the law to you. But they was hypocrites. They was pure hypocrites. They knew the law to the T. They explained the law to you, but they wasn't walking in it. They was not walking in it. That's why Jesus said, woe be unto you, scribes and Pharisees. You worship me with the mouth, but your heart is far from me. See, we talk a lot of Christian stuff, but what we do? Faith without work is dead. If you show me, if you tell me you got faith, show me your works. See, a lot of us run around to I'm this, that, and the other. Well, what you got to show for it? When the police throw their lights on you and pull you over, you can't give him your ID card. He wants your driver's license. You can't give him your ID card. He won't driver's license. Your driver's permit. If you don't get driver's permit, he's going to write you a ticket. What about God? What about God? When we don't own up to him and live according to his word, he write us a ticket. And the governor can't fix it. No man can fix it. He the only one can fix it. And he can't fix it until you confess with your mouth what you believe in your heart. Then he'll fix it for you. Other than that, it ain't going to be fixed. You're going to have to pay the penalty. And I thank God for you this day. Luke 16 and 17, it's easy for heaven and earth to pass away, but one jot or tittle of the law be fulfilled before it be. God help you. God bless you. Whatever the Bible say, I want you all to believe that. And that's why I go line by line, precept by precept, so you'll follow me so you know I'm not out of line with God. And if you follow me to every word, every syllable, you follow me. It says I'm out of line. If I'm out of line, just walk up to me and say, Reb, you out of line. I'm not going to fuss. I'm too intellectual in Christ to fuss. I learned that you don't talk back. When I was a little boy, I couldn't talk back to my parents. And any older, grown up, I couldn't talk back to them. I couldn't go home. I'm learning the hard way. Stop talking and listen. And God will give you what you need.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you, and may God bless you.
Be all right. This is KAYT.